grace and peace to you, power and wisdom through you from on high. Good morning and welcome to worship today. It is good to gather together, to sing and to pray and to give thanks to God. It is good to gather together today to help one another proclaim that it is Christ who reigns, Christ who empowers us, and Christ who calls us and sends us out. So let us worship God today and ask and feel the empowering spirit of the Holy One in our lives. May we listen to one another and to the God who is within us and all around us. There are words that we can use to call ourselves to worship today from Psalm 46, and we can share them together responsibly. This is one of my favorite psalms, in case you needed to know. I also have favorite psalms. And we share together responsibly, because I'm the not bold part, because you are the bold. So I'll start, and then you respond. Saying, wars and rumors of wars swirl around us. Corporate strife and struggle engulf us. Only God stands firm in these shifting sands. God is our shelter from them. God gives us strength to go out into the stresses of each day. The ambitious leap over each other. The emperor stands naked in the cold, clear light of innocence. See how wonderfully the Lord works. Those obsessed with winning wind up as losers. Those who think only of themselves find that no one thinks of them at all. All their struggles will add up to nothing. Be still and know that God is only God. The great I am, in the tumult of the nations, in the torment of the earth.
God is with us. God is our sanctuary. Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise as you are able, in body or in spirit. We join to sing, "We will glorify the King of Kings." And the name that I use more often than then Christ the King is Christ the center. Has roots in that, where if we know anything, I don't know anything about history, but knowing that the king is in the center, and then all of the village expands around the center to protect and to provide resources for the center, it might help us thinking about how God works in our lives. Still, Christ the King and Christ the center. The center here among us, the center of all we do as Christians, the center of all we are as Christians, and the center of our own souls. I invite you to take a moment then and to find your center. To find your anchor. Your heart. If you find nothing else, maybe you can put your hand on your heart and remember that you have one. And that one day we will learn that we can follow our hearts. That we can listen for and hear God. And we can pray together. There are words that are printed in our bulletins that we can share together as we feel comfortable. We can pray together saying, Jesus, Alpha and Omega, our beginning. Inspire us that we may be servants of your healing justice. Strengthen our souls to carry out your will. We pray for the grace to bring about your kingdom in our family and in our community. We pray that you will reign in our community, in Duluth. We pray that you will be the center of our life together at Hope United Methodist Church. You who are rooted and grounded in God, you who are centered in God, I invite you to remember the week that has passed, the time that has been since we gathered together last. I invite you to give the past to God. You who are rooted and grounded in God, you who are centered in God, I invite you to consider the future, the week and the days that are to come, the season that you are expecting. I invite you to give the future to God. You who are centered in God, arrive in the present moment. And I know that it is difficult
It is really difficult to be in the present moment when you have one foot in the past and one foot in the future. And that is why we lift aloud our joys and our concerns, so that we can release the past and let go of the future and be present with one another. Are there joys or concerns that you would share at this time?
Prayers for the family of Ryan Hill, who tragically drowned Friday night in Scanlon. Prayers for his family.
Thank you.
We'd like prayers for Art's brother, just facing some challenges with his cancer treatments.
I would like prayers for Dr. Sonia Swenson. She's a family doctor here in our clinic, and this week she found out she has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, no.
And she has a young son at home. She's a wonderful physician. And so keep her in her faith in your prayers.
I'm sorry. Thank you for sharing. Joanne, could you pass this down?
I have a joy, and some of us know, but Faye had a birthday this past week, and some of us were able to get together and celebrate. And I'll let you share what birthday that was if you want.
I find it interesting how many different meanings there are to words in the English language. And 2 days ago, Judy and I became homeless. Now, that doesn't mean homeless in the way you think of homelessness, but we did sell our house, and so we don't own any home right now, and so that does kind of make us homeless, but we're enjoying life at Ecumen now, so that's a fun.
Thanks for sharing. And I think we do indeed pray for those who are homeless, who have no homes and are in the elements of cold in the winter. And also prayers for those who are traveling, prayers for those who are going to walk into family with all of the joys and concerns that come.
Yes, I'd like to raise a prayer for Trevor Zolke. He's a football player, high school football player from my hometown, who was injured on my birthday, October 18th. He had a traumatic brain injury, and he's recovering now at Madonna Rehab in Nebraska. And I'd like to raise a prayer for his complete recovery.
Let's pray. We pray without ceasing. And may we pray at this time as Jesus taught us to pray, using these words, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
We said, how old is Jesus? And I said, because I'm snarky like this, I said, new every morning. And also I said, he's also really, really, really old. And new every morning, just like the hymn that we just sang together. Do you recognize those words? Yo, yes, of course you did. You know those words. Open up to your hymnals, the first one in the hardcover book. So 4,000 tongues to sing. Those words, sung in a new way, new every morning are your mercies, O God, of love and light. Yeah? And we are passing the peace, like, lo, we have done, lo, these many, 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 many years. And new, again, today. May we usher and offer the prayer, may there be peace on earth, may it begin with us. May it be so. May we pass the peace of Christ.
Good morning, peace of Christ.
We're gonna try to lift the weights because we're gonna prove all
Jesus is not powerful if Jesus doesn't come here and lift these weights for us? Does that mean that Jesus is all powerful if he doesn't come here and lift the weights for us? You said that.
No.
It means that Jesus' power is not, oh my gosh, how can you lift these weights? That Jesus' power is not this kind of power. Jesus isn't the power of lifting, of weight lifting. Jesus is the power of love lifting us. God, it's so, you're so strong. Jesus' power is the power of love lifting us. And that's harder to understand. And it's very, very hard to control. We can't control it. And we can't make it happen because we pray for it or we, well, it can make it. It's very complicated. It happens when we pray. It happens. And it happens even without us or in spite of us. We can't prevent God from loving us. There is nothing you can do that can prevent God from loving you. And there's nothing that you have to do, like lift weights, to make God love you. God loves you so much. God created you. I can't do it. God loves you, oh my gosh. And you don't have to prove anything to God. That is the power that frees us and releases us and sends us out to be ourselves. I'm so proud of you for lifting those weights. I'm thinking you're going to hurt in a couple hours. So proud of you. And I would love you no matter what, whether you could lift weights or not. And in that way, we can share God's love with each other. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we celebrate every day. That's what we live out every day. God's love. And I hope that that will live and grow in you. God's love will live and grow in you. Will you pray with me? Thank you, God, for loving us. And I pray that those arms don't hurt in an hour. Thank you for your love and your care. I hope your arms don't hurt in an hour either. Amen. Our friend Anita is here, and she has some amazing God power to share.
Dude, you want to come down and help me with this? I have to tell the audience, the congregation, something. You guys can just come down and help me, okay? A few weeks ago, our Kids Quest asked the congregation if they would help us collect some money for Trick or Treat for UNICEF, and that money will help kids all over the world have a better life. Okay, so we got a bunch of money in from them, and today I'm going to tell you how much we made. Okay, and all this money is going to go to help children. Now, I'll give you a clue. See if you can figure out how much money we really got in, okay? It's a good amount. The amount of money we got, according to Pete, was 39 pounds of coin. 39 pounds. Now, how much money in dollars do you think that could have been? 39 pounds is quite a bit, quite heavy, isn't it? Okay, so who says 100? What do you say, Bella? What do you think? You got a guess? 500. Well, it's a little bit in between there. We took in $400.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, seriously. Now, if you didn't have a chance to give to UNICEF, or you forgot, or you just weren't here that year or something, we have a bake sale coming up. So, and that bake sale will, the money, all the proceeds from our bake sale on the 8th of December will go toward Harbor House. So if you forgot to give us money for the trick or treat, you've got another chance to give us something for the bake sale. So, again, we thank you for your very wonderful contribution to UNICEF. Thank you very much.
I'm 100% sure I could not lift that much money. That's amazing, Anita. Thank you for raising, like literally raising and carrying that money to the bank.
on the kitchen table the Holy Ghost.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Love is the power at work among us. Thank you, Chicos. Thank you, Anita. Thank you all for raising so much money for such an important program in our midst. Way to go. And now, I don't know if you know, this is Christ the King Sunday, which is special for us because it is the last Sunday of the year for us as Christians. It's New Year's Eve for us. And that means that we are starting a new Christian year next Sunday. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent this year, our theme for Advent is saying yes and pondering the ways that we might be invited to say yes. And I thought we might as well start, since, well, why not? And Sally said yes. Thank you, Sally, for saying yes. Sally is going to offer a testimony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have asked for a few minutes to share some important stuff with you. On this Sunday before Thanksgiving, we need to talk turkey. And I looked up on Google to see what that meant. And it meant straightforward, plain talking. At last Wednesday's Ad Council meeting, Pastor Sarah shared her belief that stewardship should be a way of life rather than a campaign. Stewardship should be a way of life rather than a campaign. So here I am this morning to kick off our 2020 stewardship awareness and encourage you to make stewardship your way of life. And how do I do that, you ask? Well, you support Hope Church with your presence by being here for church on Sunday and for other services or events. You support Hope Church with your prayers. You share your talents, whatever special thing you have to offer. Your service or witness is what you do for and say to others, inside and outside of Hope Church. It is offering the good news and the hospitality of our church to everyone you encounter. But what I really want to talk about this morning is your gifts, your pledges, your offering, your tithes. I've been a Methodist for about 70 years and have worshiped in this building for 18 of them. Before this, I was an Indian Methodist and Woodland Methodist. Some of you will truly understand when I say that we had to close Woodland when we no longer were able to support operating the church itself and doing God's work outside of the church. So we came here in 2001, joined forces with University Church, and became Hope United Methodist Church. It was the right thing to do. Since then, we have paid our apportionments in full every year. Those are the dues that we pay to the annual conference for being part of the United Methodist Connection. We have not had a mortgage or a loan to pay off, so no interest. Our staff and bills have been paid. We have had a monetary cushion that we have been able, and we have been able to support a number of mission projects, doing God's work inside and outside of Hope Church. We have been blessed financially. As a neighbor once said about something else, here we sit, fat, dumb, and happy. You can chuckle. Our situation is different this year. It has been over a year since the University Nursery School suddenly and unexpectedly moved to another location. They paid $50,000 a year for using space in our building, which was about 20% of our annual budget. And pledges have been affected by membership changes and changes in moving arrangements for some of our members. So, to keep things going, this past year, we have used some funds that were earmarked for other purposes. We have used our cushion, and we are currently making arrangements for bank financing to meet our regular obligations and to help fund the startup of our very own child care center until that is operational and begins paying us rent. Hope friends, Soon, you will be receiving a letter from your finance team explaining all of this better than me. There will also be a pledge card, a reminder card for you to keep, an automated giving information, and a return envelope. I encourage you to give all of this your prayerful consideration. Hope Church is important to me. It's the third item on my annual budget planning sheet, right after house and health insurance. I trust it is important to you. Together, we can do this. As my sons are fond of saying, we've got this. Let me end with a prayer. May we feel God's love surrounding us today and every day. May we sense his goodness, see his kindness, and know he is with us every step we take, every decision we make. And all the people said, amen.
The first reading today is from Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil that you have done. I myself will gather the remnants of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor any be missing. The days are coming, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. The second reading is from Luke 23, 33 through 43. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right side and one on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. There was a written notice above him, which read, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Aren't you going to save yourself and us? But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you feel God? He said, since you are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Sally, for saying yes. Thank you, Donna, for saying yes. Struggled, I would say mightily. I
have struggled writing this sermon, this message for today, for this Christ the King Sunday. Because I think I am so aware of the myriad ways that Christ is not King. I can get and stay really hung up on that reality. And I'm a pastor, and it's kind of a problem, I think you can understand, if I can't stand up here and full throttle say, Christ is King today. I think that's why I was struggling. I do get some comfort from the Bible. Most of the Hebrew Bible is the legit prophets, like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah, Hosea, all the big ones, and all the little ones. The bulk of the Bible is all those guys getting really, really, really mad at pastors. The prophets really hate pastors. The pericope that Donna read for you today from the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah's not talking about you. Jeremiah's talking about people like me. People whose job it is to preach sermons and run churches for money. Go ahead, if you have nothing else to do, and even if you do have something else to do, go ahead, take it home, read the rest of Jeremiah this afternoon. Jeremiah really hates us, especially those pastors that preach everything is going to be fine sermons. And it's not just those prophets, although that's a huge hunk of the Bible. It's Jesus, too. Most of Jesus, I guess I would say all of Jesus' anger is directed at people like me. People like me, pastors, preaching prosperity gospels, turning religion into an industry without enacting the change that God wants. Because God knows, we know everything is not fine. And this is kind of where it breaks down for me. Where I start and sometimes I can't stop thinking about all the ways and means of injustice in the world, starting with the world and our seeming incapability of preserving our environment and the planet on which we live, even though our lives depend on it. And then it just goes from there, for me. And here comes Christ the King Sunday, where I'm supposed to preach my triumphant song, and you'll all be so moved. You'll hoist me up on your shoulders, and you'll say, "This is Sarah, our pastor." This is how the dream sequence goes for me. Hooray, hooray, Sarah, the best sermon that she's ever preached. And her dress looked cute too. And then you get to the gospel. The gospel passage for this Sunday, or as I call it, the gospel changing perspectives for over 2,000 years. And the reading for today, isn't that something? It's not triumphant at all. Anyone looking at a scene like that would not say things were going well for our hero. The very title for the day, the very title for this dang day is used as an insult. Jesus never wanted to be called king. What title, by the way, did Jesus prefer to be called? Son of Man. Or as in some translations, that's what he called himself. Remember? Son of Man? Or in some translations, it's referred to as the human one. And that scene, from the Gospel of Luke, that's the scene that we call, that we use, that we say that that's Jesus in his glory. Perhaps that is for us a glaring reminder that to be a Christian means to be and to think and to act a little weird. We see differently than other people because we're Christian. We see Jesus in his full power, Emmanuel, God with us. God with us unto his very last breath. We see Jesus on a cross, forgiving, teaching, healing. You know, if his arms weren't nailed to the cross, that he would be reaching over to embrace the criminal next to him. Today, now, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus, God with us to the end and beyond. Love, healing, power, outpoured, freely given. This is the power of God in our midst. So yes, we proclaim it on this day. This day which is for us the last day of the year. Yeah, it's New Year's Eve today. Did you remember that? Did anybody have a New Year's Eve party tonight? Maybe next year. I think it is significant for us in the Northern Hemisphere, especially, where Christianity was started. I love understanding how the Christian year corresponds with and flows beautifully with the seasons in the Northern Hemisphere. It's significant for us that just when the weather turns, just when we start turning into the longest days and the longest nights of the year, when the dark is the most profound, that's when we say Christ is King. Precisely then, when all hope seems lost, the list of injustice is the longest, most painful, it is then that we find that our faith kicks in and sustains us. Tomorrow, for example, come and eat. Join us at the United Campus Ministry Thanksgiving dinner. Our international students, maybe like 200 of them, mostly kids who are not Christian, but for whom family and home is far away. They'll come and eat traditional United States, like Thanksgiving dinner. Come and meet the students. You will not be able to meet them without saying Christ is King somewhere. Did you know that one of the students at the United Campus Ministries, she worked this summer, and it turned into a longer-term internship, and now she maybe even, well, I'm wondering, I'll have to hear what she decided, that she has been working on testing and mitigating the water in the St. Louis River. You know that the water in St. Louis River, I mean, you can't swim in it. There are signs where it says humans don't swim in this water. And so she's working on testing and trying to figure out how to clean up the St. Louis River. Did you know that another one of our college students, she's gay, and she is discerning a call to ministry, like in the United Methodist Church, like the most crazy time for a gay kid to think that they're feeling to be called to ministry, and she's going to do it anyway? Christ is King somewhere. And then, I don't know, did you read the paper this morning? New Hope for Foster Kids? There's a group of a nonprofit called Hope for Families, interestingly enough. They bought a church for $2, and they're turning it into a nonprofit to help families foster children. Did you know that the sheer number of kids who are in the foster care system is the lowest this year that it has been in 5 years? Although
600 or more for the county of St. Louis. But Christ is king somewhere. If someone is giving this kind of attention, did you know that the city of Duluth worked for, wrote a grant for, and received $18 million to build new affordable housing in three different developments throughout the city? Wow, maybe Christ is king somewhere. Did you know that Hope United Methodist Church voted to give and give from itself, from its own, from our own money, from our own lives, to give our building over to a child care center so that kids and their families can find care and education and guidance, and that we just bless them? Surely Christ is king somewhere. Did you know that the Steve O'Neill apartments this week will be at capacity? Meaning that there are 44 families in the Steve O'Neill apartments that had been homeless and now are living in supportive housing for as long as they need it. Surely Christ is king somewhere. And when we can say that, when we can hear these stories and count them as good news, as gospel, then we can turn and say to ourselves, Christ is king. And I am brave, and I am smart, and I can do hard things. And then we can hear the gospel, and we can say, we are brave, we are smart, we can do hard things. Christ is king. Yo. Amen. We sing Be Thou My Vision. You may be seated as we join to sing. Ways that God is calling you to participate in mission and ministry, the the ways that God is encouraging you to give, the ways that God is encouraging you to live out your faith. I have a cartoon that's on my refrigerator, and I need to look at it every day. I don't know if you know that there's a little cartoon of pigs and alligators and rats. And one of the little pigs is making a list of all of the bad things. And there's a lot. And looks around and goes outside and sees that there's someone who is homeless. And that little piggy gives that guy some money. And then he runs back to his house and he makes a list of good things. And there's one thing on that list. And he says, I'm going to beat this system yet. I don't know. But I do know that for some people, gifts of money feel like the gospel. And I do know that for some of us, giving is the gospel. We who have received, we give. And we who give, we receive. It is the gospel cycle of giving and receiving, of giving and receiving. May we give and receive our morning offering today. I invite you to rise as you're able in body or in spirit. We join together to sing, to bless our giving and our receiving. We sing, all hail King Jesus. Amen. you to continue in a spirit of prayer. I invite you to pray without ceasing and know that all of your work can be prayer when offered as a sweet-smelling offering to God. There are opportunities for us to engage in mission and ministry in our community here at Hope and in our community in Duluth and around the world. And I invite you to consider ways that God is calling you. I invite you to hear the voice of God calling you for mission, for work, and ministry. And I'm announcing that on Sunday, December 8th, there will be a church conference here. It might be downstairs in the social hall, depending on how long it takes Jeanine Alexander. Jeanine Alexander is the pastor at First United Methodist Church, and she will be leading the church conference. This is a yearly meeting for us to get together as a community to approve pastoral compensation, for us to approve and to edit membership changes in our membership list. And also, if you've got to talk about stuff, this is a good place for us to talk about it since we'll all be together. Please save the date and plan on attending this important church conference, December 8th. Susan Nienaber, our district superintendent, will not be at that meeting, but she will be here that Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's when she's scheduled to be here to meet with the staff pastor relations committee. That is also a yearly event. I'm encouraging you to bombard her, but also if you want to meet our district superintendent, that's a good time to do that. Are there other announcements? I want you to remember that tomorrow night is the United Campus Ministry Thanksgiving dinner, and you're all invited to come. That's at 5. And then on Tuesday is the interfaith and the community-wide Thanksgiving worship service and celebration, and it will be at Gloria Day Lutheran Church downtown. Come and see the new beautiful sanctuary at Gloria Day, and come and gather together with people of faith from all around our community. There will be singing. Our Hope Church choir, our Team Hope, I like to call it Team Hope, will be singing, so it'll be a good opportunity to come hear us. Are there other announcements that you'd like to share? Come and learn.
Today is the last day to order your poinsettias, so I'll turn that in on Tuesday. And also, I have a chart here, hoping that some of you will volunteer to help decorate Saturday morning at 9:30. Get our church ready for Christmas.
It's a party.
Oops.
Come on, Michelle.
There is a box in the narthex to collect pajamas for Myers Wilkins first graders. If you would rather not shop for pajamas and donate money, you can give it to me.
Oh boy.
Thank you. As Anita said, also on December 8th will be our annual bake sale. And so I hope that you come ready to purchase your goodies and treats for the holidays, but we also need your help and contributions to make this bake sale happen. So if you could kind of think ahead of maybe some special treats that you would like to make and contribute, we'd really appreciate that. Thanks.
I invite us to continue in a spirit of prayer. I invite us to join to sing, "Jesus Shall Reign." I invite you to rise as you are able, in body or in spirit.
Jesus, shall reign wherever the sun does his sunset.
beloved, Christ is our center. We are rooted and grounded in the love of God, God who is with us. And therefore, you are smart, you are brave, you can do hard things. We are smart, we are brave, and together we can do hard things. Go in peace, serve God, serve one another. Amen.
And the shitter finding the one.